and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections January 1st edition. 2007, ladies and gentlemen, first broadcast of the new year. Lots has happened in the 2006 year. We put up over 140 hours of audio files. That is an extraordinary amount of information. It is, by and large, the information that we have put out over the last year, over this 2006 year, is timeless. The facts as we found them have not changed largely, and in fact, much of it has been expounded upon, and what we've got today is a much clearer picture of the enemy we face and what we need to do in order to start turning the tables on what's been happening. Now, of course, many people have often, you know, emailed me and said, we need bigger. We need the mainstream. What I'm starting to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's not going to, our success is not going to be contingent upon bringing in large numbers of the mainstream. In fact, I don't believe that they are even capable of being good fighters for us. What I've always thought was that we need quality over quantity. Now, granted, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people is not a substantive sum to be beating back the entire Zionist criminal network. However, if we can double that over this next year and get it to 40,000, a very hardworking, very well-informed, dedicated people who are willing to sacrifice some of their time and use their intellect to suss out the problems we face and join with us in doing the research that we've done, placing the lists that we compile, and looking into the criminals as we find them. Well, they're all over Europe, ladies and gentlemen. They're all over the Middle East, and they're all over America. In fact, the world is full of these Zionist criminals. They're in almost every country on the planet. So if you're listening to me in Malaysia, you've got some there. If you listen to us from Australia, you've got a huge nest in Australia. If you're listening from India, Goa has a huge group of you. If you're listening from the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen, you're compromised there in the Middle East. And if you're in Jordan or you're in Iran or wherever you are, fact of the matter is that these people are in every nation that is of consequence on this planet. And they are not there as friends. And what we need to do is get your work and get your research and get your efforts to start identifying who they are, what they run, what their names are, what they own, where they live, who are they connected to, what business deals they've made. And we need to begin to out them. You know, why don't we know more about the Annenberg connection or the Brothman connection in America and Canada? Or why don't we know more about the Miller family or about the Ratner family, as Christopher Bolin and I have spoken about in our last couple of meetings? Or why don't we know more about the Miami connection to this group? Or why don't we know more about who Abramoff worked with directly and why he was working? Why don't we have the names to these connections? Why don't we work harder at outing people like Wing TV this year? Getting people like Rupert, who is now leaving his lying website to die, which is great because we've got another victory. But we've got hundreds of new ones popping up every day being put together by these people. Lying pilots for truth. Or pilots for lying truth, as it were. Liars over there at Scholars for Truth. The liars over there at Veterans for Truth. You can go on and on with these lists. You know, the Kurt Nimmos of the world, who will give you 80% truth and 20% dog crap in your soup, as we put it last year. We've got the Alex Joneses, who are now being forced to talk about Zionism, but in the next breath, make excuses for them, saying that really their cause is controlled by the Bush cabal. Or we can look here in in Europe and in the different countries here, why is it that Germany, largely the biggest victim of Zionism's criminality in the last century, maybe or equal with Russia's victimization, is so clueless when it comes to what these people have done to the German Republic? And why don't we have more people in Russia listening? These are the kinds of questions we can begin to address here in this new year. Of course, the research can go on indefinitely. 9/11, of course, is a done and finished research project. We know who did it. Now, we can add to some of the details of it, but we know the people behind it. We know who benefited. Kibono, we know who put together the whole idea of it, and we also know that serious elements within our government are complicit in this. Who is this man, General Myers, who ran our military right after 9/11? Who's this man, Eberhardt, another general that worked with him? Let's find out who they're connected to and why they allowed our military to be used the way it has been used, and why it has gone out and murdered 650 to 850,000 Iraqis. Murdered. Murdered. And why, you know, why do we have a system in this country that we cannot get any of the rank and file military people to stand up? Are we a country of cowards? Is that the problem? Or are we too stupid? The question, it still eludes me, this question, whether we're just too big of a group of cowards or we're too stupid, or a combination of both. One thing I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is this core group that has been formed here, the people truly working for change and are willing to stand up, are not from any specific group. We have people from every walk of life and every profession and every religious background and every ethnic background, national origin. There are people from the Jewish community as well, so do not blame all Jews. There are many good Jews out there fighting. They don't want this stuff being done in their name, the crimes that are going and on and being committed. We have people from the Muslim community who have been so terribly slandered, so terribly defiled by these criminal Zionists. And of course, the goal for these people is to take over everything. I believe there's an implosion of the financial system in America that will be visiting us within this upcoming year. I don't know the date. I don't know the day. I do know that it is getting more and more difficult for the United States to keep the lies from being exposed, and the lies about their criminality financially as well are being more and more discussed in mainstream. And so I don't see that they can keep this whole charade continuing for much longer. You know, I had somebody try to sell me on the idea that this man, Christopher Story, was putting out a truthful presentation about the Wanta, the Ambassador Wanta story. Now, Ambassador Wanta may have some valid points, but the reasons that they're giving in the analysis of him on this Christopher Story's website are a bunch of nonsense. He recently said that the euro is going to fail imminently and that France, Germany, and Holland are already issuing their currencies again, the guilder, the Deutschmark, and the French franc. There is no evidence of that at all. It seems to me to be a stone fabrication from start to finish. These people are beatable. They're defeatable. And it's going to be done by a core group of opinion shapers, people with courage, with commitment, and with an honesty about what the consequences are for their families and themselves if we fail. Because once you've made that link of how serious this is for all of us, you cannot help but work hard at the outcome of the French Connection and Eric Hufschmidt and the rest of us working for it. I want to let you know that as this becomes more and more difficult, it's going to take even more courage. So what I'm going to say to you now is, ladies and gentlemen, is bring your best game to this fight. Tell the people around you that this is an imminent threat that we all face and that who is involved in it. Point them in the direction of the truth. Recruit people of capacity and tell them that this is the place to fight. We'll have a lot of guests coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I want to let you go back and enjoy your first of the new year here, and I want you to re-energize yourselves for the battle ahead. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Darryl Bradford Smith saying Happy New Year. Be well. Bye-bye.